Our scripture reading for this morning is from Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10, and out of respect for God's word, please rise. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is a reading from God's word. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So if you are a visitor or new here, you might be wondering, what in the world is confirmation? And why do we do it? Well, confirmation is, in essence, an affirmation of baptism. It is an opportunity for our young adults to affirm for themselves the promises that their parents, their sponsors, and their congregation made for them at their baptism. The process of confirming God's covenant has its roots in early Jewish traditions and well. The bar mitzvah is mentioned in the Jewish Talmud, and there is evidence that it was practiced in the early first century. Bar mitzvah is Hebrew for son or daughter of commandment. And when a Jewish boy or girl turns 13 or a girl in 12, they have all the rights and obligations of the Jewish adult. Traditionally, the son or daughter is honored with a reading or a blessing on the first Torah reading day that follows their 12th or 13th birthday. To do this required instruction in how to read Hebrew and the basic tenets of the faith. This instruction provided them with the roots and the tools necessary to grow, learn, and draw closer to God. Confirmation is simply that, a review of the basic tenets of our faith and a chance for each of these young adults to affirm the promises that were made to them at baptism. During confirmation, these young men and women took a deep look into the roots of their faith. They studied a lot of things, including the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, Confession, Absolution, Communion, Baptism, and much, much more. And these are the basic foundations of all faith as taught in the Bible. Now, culture today has redefined faith as a strong belief in spiritual apprehension over proof, but that's not faith as the Bible describes it. Throughout the Bible, faith is described simply as trust, rooted in persuasion from argument and proof. Now, I would like to take this moment to thank all of you, because faith is not simply taught just by parents or by families, but it is taught by us as a community. And before us this morning, we have Chuck Burzbach, who has spent the last year with all of these young adults going through various things of faith. And all of you have shared your faith with these young adults. That's why we gather, to share our faith. But at this time, we'd like to hear from our young adults if they've prepared different ways of sharing their faith. So I invite you to listen to the confirmation class of 2019.
Our confirmation verse is John chapter 10, verse 27 through 28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of hand. We were actually learning this last week. So, my confession of faith. God promised to protect me from all temptations and the devil. I'll always know who God is and his voice. I won't get tricked into worshiping or following other false gods. No one will snatch me from his arms. If I ever wander far from him, he will come find me. I'll always have eternal life through the belief of Jesus Christ's resurrection. He comforts me so that I will not be afraid of the devil. When I am going through a tough time, I know that God will never separate from me. All of this is possible because God is always finding safe paths for me to take and is finding places for me to live peacefully and joyfully at his side. I believe in this promise from Jesus because I finally understood that God always keeps his promises. I have been able to go through obstacles in life and know that God will have good come out of it. He taught me so many things that I try to put in my life to be a better person and a better example to others. Surely with the promise of in Genesis chapter 9, verse 11, that he never broke, I know that he will keep his promise too. So, here, back in first grade, a long time ago, I wasn't really a good kid. Well, when I was 7 years, I'm not that smart of a kid. I wouldn't listen to the sermons, and I'd sleep through church. I'm sorry, Pastor. As a result, I'd get in trouble with my mom. This got me quite stressed and frustrated through that time until I met two friends, Jake and Wyatt. Sorry, pointed at the wrong person. All right. At first, we weren't friends, but soon we got to know each other, which I don't know how we became friends. This was a chance for me to find out why I'm even here at the church in the first place. So every Sunday, I would look at what they did and do it. If they read the bulletin, so did I. They listened and kept their eyes on the pastor, so did I. Soon I started to learn more about God and why I should go to church to learn. God found me by sending two good friends. Today, I play in the praise band and show my affection and love towards him. I feel happy all the time and relaxed. God truly loves me and wants me, so please join me in this prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the unbreakable love that you give by never letting me go. You continue to give us everything that we cannot pay for and calmly wash us from our sins. You lead me a safer path and come back when I cannot find my way. You promise us eternal life and never break it, just like your other promise in Genesis chapter 9, verse 11. One thing I always cherish, your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Ryan Kaczynski, and this is my faith statement.
My confirmation verse is Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I like this verse because it shows that God will support me. This verse challenges me to trust that God will sustain me. I believe that because Jesus died on the cross, I am saved. I know that I will go to heaven and I don't have to worry whether I've done enough to make it to heaven. I know that all my sins are forgiven. Someone who doesn't know Jesus doesn't know that he died for them to save their sins. Being a baptized child of God means that I am saved. It delivers me from death and the devil and gives me everlasting salvation. I know that in baptism it is not the water that baptized me, it is the water and the Word of God. When things go wrong in my life, I can turn to God for help. I can trust that God can help me, and I can pray. I can always believe that God will help me whenever I need help. Dancing lets me use my talents God gave me. Psalm 30, verse 11 through 12 says, "You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever."
My name is Wyatt Lau, and I've been coming to CLV since just after it opened, so for about 13 years. And look at it now. I've learned many things by coming here: the values of friendship, family, the Bible, which holds eternal truths, as Pastor Hook said. I've learned the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, and the Nicene Creed, and then there was another one that I forgot, but that... And this was during confirmation this year. And how these are testaments of our faith to God. I've been taught so many things from my time here at CLV and during confirmation. Thank you for being there for me, everybody. That's not everything I wanted to say, though. There have been many people in my life who actually want to be in my life to help me along in my faith journey. Two of those people are my grandparents. Recently, they took Micah Ainsley and I, my brother and sister, camping at Roper Lake, which is in eastern Arizona, for those of you who have not heard of it. Staying there for a week, we made memories there. So that's what we do. We make memories. And our loved ones are those who share them with us. Others who helped me in our faith journey are Stacy Lau, who is my mom, and Terry Marcus. They do want us to be successful. They've helped the confirmation students and confirmands, of which I am one, out so much, so much. Without them, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be standing here today, I wouldn't think. These people are just a few who have and still are guiding me along today, so I thank you. In my life, I have had many blessings. One of those is the ability to take scenes in my mind, ideas, beliefs, anything, and put it down on paper if I have the inspiration to. I used that for my faith project as well. I was blessed with a loving family who cares for me, who spends time with me. God gives us all blessings, though not all may seem clear at first. Sometimes it's something to keep your pride in check, or other times it's a blessing which we truly think is a blessing, such as musical talent or knowing exactly how something is proportioned like a cake. Most of mine have made themselves pretty clear to me. I can figure out algebra and math further on pretty easily. I'm a good athlete, one who has a good work ethic, as the vice principal of Esmond Station, Mr. Beam, said. That applies most of the time. However, I do procrastinate, so deadlines need to be urgent if I do things at all most of the time. When inspired, I feel like I can write anything at all. When I'm not inspired, not so much. But God gave me these things for a reason, so I will use them accordingly. I thank you once more. I also want to thank all of the people, places, things, beliefs, ideas that have shaped the way I view the world. The people who have helped me in my faith journey are my family. Like, a lot of family. My friends, Jacob, Morgan, Ming, Mia, Ryan, Kelsey, Bradley, Mason, another Jacob, Jane, Ben, Riley, Emerson, Natalie, Nate, including you. And Avery. There have been a lot of adults in my life who have helped me with this too. Terry, Chris, Chuck, Polly, Dick, Jessica, Mark, and others. Thank you. You mean the world to me. Wait, do we do our faith projects too? Okay. So for my faith project, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. Then I asked the question, what is a faith project? The answer I came up with was something that shows what God has done in my life, my spiritual gifts. One of mine is writing. I am authoring a book, and I called it Dragon's Legacy. I have two excerpts prepared to read for you. They are as so. The parched ground was sprinkled with sparse amounts of greenery, and dark clouds gathered around the valley, ready to flood in and bring the summer monsoons. A wide river intricately twisted its way through the valley, a watery barrier that provided protection and life for the village and surrounding animals. The village was built with handmade clay bricks to stop fires from spreading, with flat roofs to capture water when it rained in the valley. Only the sturdiest of plants could survive in the dry environment of the desert. Different types of cacti lived in and around the village, ranging from jumping cholla to Areocarpus cactus. Creosote bushes stayed mainly around the river, whereas cacti were arranged around the valley. Trees like the Nutsuab lo, a type of tree native to the desert near this valley, with green branches and small leaves, the Palo Verdes, had scattered themselves around the valley. That is the first excerpt. I chose two different excerpts for this because I wasn't sure how I would be able to make this appeal to everyone, especially if you can't see the screen, which it's not up there. Here's the second one. I looked up to observe a man, a stranger, walking towards me. Alan, the Fang have found. His voice suddenly changed, and his appearance, with dusty blonde hair, prominent cheekbones, and blue-green eyes, morphed into darkness. His body transformed into a dark blue dragon, with orange highlights along the side, a sleek but lethal combination of strength and speed, built for traveling underwater at high speeds. Blue flame that gave off no apparent heat flickered in its nostrils and inside its mouth. With razor-sharp teeth and fiery breath, which I thought was odd given that it hadn't had any heat emanating from the rest of its body. That is the second excerpt. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Kelsey Spock, and this is my faith statement. My verse that speaks out to me is Philippians 3:7. Indeed, I count everything as a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order I may gain Christ. This verse has a part of my life because we all lose people and things in our lives. If it's a family member or a pet or a non-living thing, what I lost was my biological father. His mistakes caused my family great pain, and this he can't take back. Therefore, he lost his family. But I learned not to care as much because I was blessed with a gift, a passion. Maybe you've seen me at church drawing or doing something creative. Art is my passion, and it makes me happy. I draw all the time when I'm sad or happy. I think it shows to me that God is telling me just to forget all your worries and just draw your worries away. So I rely on God when I draw. This passion helps me to be creative and the joy of spreading my love of art to others. My grandma has always been there for me and has been like my second mom. She always tells me how she has faith in me in anything I do. For example, I was struggling in school and she told me that she believed in me and I had faith that she had faith that I could do it. I couldn't thank her more for loving me through all the hard times in life. Even if we have a loss, there will always be someone to comfort us, even if it's throwing me. Being here at Christ Lutheran Vale has also been very important to me and helping me build my faith. Thank you.
Honestly, I don't know how to start this, but my name is Jacob Birzbach, and you may know me by my dad, and this is my faith statement. My confirmation verse for my faith statement is James chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that testing of your faith produces patience. This verse challenges me to live a happy and joyful life, despite the chaos and trials going on during my life. From school problems to trouble at home, my verse reminds me to turn to Jesus and to not give in to troubles, but to produce patience from it and become stronger as a disciple of God. By being patient, I'm able to find peace and to use my peace, joy, and stability to lift others up to God and His Word. By being the rock for others to lift Him up, this is what I think God is calling me to do and is what I believe I can contribute to our church. I grew up in the church mostly because of my dad being raised in a strict Catholic church, so Christ has been in my life ever since I was born. But I didn't ever really knew what Christ was or could relate to Him well, and so my mom suggested that we started doing fostering. That sure did change my life, as we never knew when we were going to have a placement, how long they were going to be with us, or how much time and attention they were going to take. So basically, every time we fostered, it was just a roll of the dice to determine how much chaos and trouble it was going to create in my daily life. One of the hardest times I had in fostering was before a large test for school that I didn't feel prepared for, but our current placement was taking up a lot of my parents' time and attention. I felt unattached from my family and alone in the middle of the chaos of my house. I felt like my parents didn't have time for me anymore, and I felt isolated from my friends at school. I was pulled out of this by an amazing group of people that I can't give enough credit to. My fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Campos, was the one who pulled my head out of the water and helped me realize I was loved so much by my parents and that God had a plan for my family and the placement's life. But God's plan was just beginning my life. Then, because my parents, and weeks later, I joined my volleyball club team, and they had an impact on me and my relationship with God, was unexpectedly powerful. When I met the players on this team, they just brought something out of me I never really realized that was in me. They made me happier, more supportive to others, and a more confident person in me and my faith. Looking back today, I found this effect on me because of how joyful and uplifting they were, and that it makes me strive to be who I am today. They all had trouble in their own lives, but always they were able to bring joy into my life, and is what now I try to do for others. I think God brought them into my life to realize this, and I think He has planned for me to do the same joyous and uplifting move in my family, school, and congregation. I like to think of myself as Peter when he fell overboard in the stormy seas. This sea, in this case, was stress and loneliness until important people came to my life and pulled me out of the water, like Jesus did for Peter. But the credit to keeping me afloat and out of the season has to go to God. As soon as people in my life pulled me out, they allowed me to see God in a new light and allowed me to realize that God is always a joyous, uplifting person in my life, and I never have to be afraid when I fall back in, because you'll always be there to pull me out. Thank you.
My faith statement is, I trust that Jesus will always understand what I'm going through and how I feel, because Jesus is all-knowing. I know I can believe this because whenever I don't feel valid and question things in my life, He validates me. All of this is possible because when I lie awake questioning various things, I feel very close to Him and comforted by His presence. My verse, Psalm 5:8, lead me, Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies, make your way straight before me, promises me that he does know how to lead me and that He will. I believe this promise because He always leads us on the right path. It might not be the way we think is right or the way we want, but it will always be the best path for us in the long run.
Thank you.
Consway, and I've been going to CLV since I was 2 years old. I'm a believer because God saved me from being ran over by a nun. Just kidding. Here's my real story. When I was 4.5 years old, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease which makes my body attack the pancreas that provides insulin. Since my pancreas stopped working, I had to get 6 to 10 shots a day just to survive. From when I was diagnosed to when I was about 5 years old. Then I switched to an insulin pump, which provides me insulin through a needle that is in me 24/7. Having type 1 is hard. I couldn't go to sleepovers till earlier this year, and even then, it's only with one friend. But through type 1, I have become connected with JDRF, through Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Through JDRF, I've met some of the most amazing people and some of my best friends who are going through the same thing. I've also gotten the opportunity to speak with some of our senators and congressmen to get support for the community. I've met new families who are just as freaked out as mine when they were first diagnosed, and been a big sister to a newly diagnosed kid, some as young as 3 years old. I volunteer at any event I can. My mom is on the board of advocacy. And honestly, JDRF has been an amazing thing for me. Even though I sometimes have to sit out of PE or miss activities because I have to check my blood sugar, go to the nurse, type 1 does not hold me back. I am now a straight A student, a regular volunteer, and a 2-time archery nationalist. And I thank God for helping me overcome my struggles in the past, present, and future. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you hope in the Lord. Psalm 31:24. God gives me strength and the courage to keep going and inspire others to never give up either. That is how faith affects my life.
I am so grateful to these young men and women for sharing their faith stories with us. And as I hope you've learned, faith just adds to your life. It makes it more joyous and more wonderful. And all the great things we do in life are better when God is with us, walking with us. So are you guys ready to be confirmed? Please rise. And why don't you come before here, before the altar? Okay, that's good. That's good. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You've been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to the Lord's bidding. Jesus says, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to that which I now ask you in the name of our Lord. Dear confirmands, do you on this day in the presence of God in this congregation acknowledge the gift of salvation given unto you, that through God's word and holy baptism you've been redeemed by Christ the crucified?" Then answer, "Yes, I do." "Do you believe in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways?" Then answer, "Yes, I do." "Do you hold the Holy Scriptures to be inspired word of God? Do you hold fast to the truth contained in those Scriptures that Jesus Christ has redeemed you from sin? Do you promise to continue to study God's word, to regularly attend worship, and to partake of the Lord's Supper?" Then say, "Yes, with the help of God." "Do you intend to live your life according to God's word in faith, word and deed, and to continue steadfast in this confession, even unto death?" Then say, "Yes, I will." We rejoice with thankful hearts in this confession. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, we're going to, Chuck is going to read your confirmation verse, and we're going to pray over you.
Men, know, John 10:27-28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
Dear Vin, my dear Ming, sorry. Yeah, I see he's over there, yeah. May God richly, graciously protect and guide you. And may you always be firmly in his grip. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ryan Krasinski, Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteousness be shaken.
Dear Ryan, may God always be with you and walk with you as you cast your cares upon him. May he fill you with his joy and peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wyatt Lau, Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me.
Dear Wyatt, may God richly fill you with his grace and glory. May you know that he stands at the door and that he walks with you all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kelsey Spock, Philippians 3:7. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
Dear Kelsey, may you know that Christ walks with you every step of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jacob Bursbach, James 1:2-3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Dear Jake, may you always know that Christ walks with you in the good times, but also in the dark times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Morgan Olson, Psalm 5:8. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me.
Dear Morgan, may you always know that God walks with you every step of the way. In his name, amen.
Mia Lonsway, Psalm 31:24. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord.
Dear Mia, your hope truly is in Jesus, who loves you and protects you every day of your life. In his name, amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these, your sons and daughters, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Dear ladies and gentlemen of Christ Within the Veil, I present to you the confirmation class of 2019. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Congratulations.